We begin the Karan Davin Sech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun. We begin on the days. Begin Pesach Maskel. It begins with the Gemara. Ve'imach Sheichan Al Tchum. But you cannot wait for nightfall by the boundary list of poilim to hire workers like the Paris and to bring produce, which this Tesis really belongs on the Menalf. And the Mishnah, which Tesis comes to explain that, however, in the Tchum, one would be able to wait for nightfall because the Mishnah is telling us you're allowed to wait. You can't wait for to hire workers by the boundary. And because that's something that you can't do, so you can't wait for the boundary either. So Tesis says, Hashem Hashem, from here it sounds like, Dafka ala Tchum. Yeah, you're not away from nightfall by the boundary. But within the boundary, Makshichin, Lisker, Poil, maybe payers. You could wait by a certain plus spot to hire workers and to bring payers. Because Lorabi, that's difficult to my teacher. The Besay Perk, Bukal Marvin, because the end of Perk Mogarvin, the neighbor, Dafka Machesim, based on you look number ice, that says, Loy Halachod Motes today, a person I'll go into this field, lay the Matsurit to see what it needs on Shabbos. Keys of a similar Loy Tailod Mapesa Medina, a person I'll go and stroll by the opening of the community. Kadeshi Kunslamer, that he could go into the Baptist right away. So you see, that's even within the Tchum. So my teacher says, yes, because the Hasan Minkra Milsa, there it's obvious. The Ainimatai, why are you strolling over there? No one goes over there. Elikon this Lamerchatzmiyadach Shabbos, only to go into the bathhouse right after Shabbos. Shal Pesach Medina Regil Nis Merchatzis, because the bathhouse used to be by the opening of the cities. And therefore, it's obvious that you're doing it for something forbidden. Because I mean, if I can the Megillah, I can send the first Megillah from the Vama base. Hey, may is Milas Ashen Chos Lachem, that there was 500 stories of smoke out of the wall, meaning because that's where the bathhouses were, right outside the city. So that's why, even within the Tchum, it's a problem. Aval Hocha will be here regarding hiring workers and bringing payers. Einar Chocha Kakach B'Toyach HaTchum, it's not so obvious within the Tchum. Hamach Shrech Lizch HaPayel Mahim B'Payers, someone who's waiting for nightfall to hire workers and to bring payers. And says, Taisa B'Chiyah Gav Nimshat Niyosim, so too the Gemara actually gives us answer. And Eir Vinova Deyan Nafalam Tzaz Malav on this question, that's Mepi Rabbi. Turn next to the Masa Tzaz, begin with the Gemara. Aval Mach Shrech Lishma, but he could wait for nightfall to just watch his payers, and then maybe payers be other. Then once he did it for something permitted, he could even bring his payers in his hands, which here to this thesis belongs on Amin Alf in the Mishnah. Tesis can explain that why isn't it a difficulty in the Mishnah itself, in the ratio to the Sefer, like the Gemara asks on Shmuel. Learn the Mishnah, a person, yes, in contrast to the ratio, a person could wait for nightfall to do something permitted to watch his payers, and then he could bring his payers in his hands. And Tesis says, Matei Pisha Kunjas Mashma. The interpretation of Rashi, it sounds like, it means Lishma Chutz L'Tchum. Means to even go ahead and watch your payers out of the Tchum. Mishnah, so to something from the simple understanding of the Mishnah that we're talking about over here, this malacha, that's not something that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos, but it's even for that which is out of the Tchum. Now, says Taisis, Vakashla Rabbi, this is difficult to my teacher. Mahada Mishnah, the Gemara, because the Gemara brings a teaching of Shmuel. Mutala Adam Lamachaber, a person could tell his friend, Lekrach plan on the Halach Lamach, I'm going to a certain city tomorrow. Aparchan, the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could you tell someone you're going to a different city on Shabbos? Now we're going to Mishnah, hey, Machshri Chanal Tchum, listen, Parilam Chulin, I'll go wait for nightfall by the boundary to go ahead and hire workers, etc. Now, even if there would be walls that were surrounding the area, you would be able to go, so you'd be able to bring. So then, why would the Mishnah then say that you're not allowed to go ahead and be machshuch al tchum l'skapoilim? Why not? You would be able to go to bring the payers. So that was the Gemara's question on Shmuel, which he says, yeah, if there's a permitted way, then you're allowed to talk about it. Here we see, you're not allowed to talk about it, and you're not allowed to wait for nightfall by the tchum. And that's his thesis. He says, now v'hashdem es nit n'gufi tikshle, what do you mean? The Mishnah itself is difficult. The Mucha Milsikava say the Shmuel, because the Mishnah is obvious like the teaching of Shmuel. In other words, when the Sefer of the Mishnah itself, you see like Shmuel, and like the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, that's the contradiction in the Mishnah itself, which Taisa explains. So in the Tanbis, in fact, you learn the Sefer of the Mishnah, Kalam Abishol. Abishol says a rule. It says, Kol Shani Zakeb Amir Asa, whatever I'm allowed to speak about Yochan Eila Hachshol, I'm allowed to wait by the boundary for nightfall. The Gemara explains the Masha Mutalim, means whatever you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, Mutal Hachshol, you're allowed to wait for nightfall by the boundary. If that's the case, but the fact that we see in the Mishnah that you're allowed to wait for nightfall to wash your payers out of the Tchum, like we just explained from Rashi, like the Pashat of the Mishnah, so Alma, Shari Lameh, is obviously allowed to talk about it. You're allowed to say, I'm going out to Tchum tomorrow. Because the Habba Hataya, which that's one dependent on the other, and behind the Kishmul, so that's exactly Shmuel's teaching, that you're allowed to say that I'm going to that place tomorrow. So if instead of asking Shmuel, why don't you ask a contradiction in the Mishnah itself? That was Taisa's question. Says Taisa, any day my kasha says, I don't know what my Rebbe's question is. Because the Elab the Shmuel, because if not for Shmuel, no, it's only difficult on Shmuel. Because if not for Shmuel, Asya Shabbat, the Mishnah actually would make sense. Because I would have thought to say without Shmuel, you can't have something that a person is not allowed to go ahead and tell himself. It's not a problem to talk to yourself. If I'm going to hire workers, I'm going to build a building. You're allowed to say that on Shabbos. Because I would have said, to tell someone else that you now tell him to hire workers for you tomorrow, because then your speech on Shabbos is going to have an effectiveness, because someone else is going to do something based on what you told him. But for himself, talking about what he himself is going to do, he can say whatever he wants to. There's no effectiveness, there's nothing that's being accomplished by his speech, because he's going to do whether he's going to verbalize it or not. And Bechitali Abishol Hakshacha, and when did Abishol say that the waiting for nightfall is dependent on the Amira? Hanemila Bamila Chaveroi. That didn't mean what you're allowed to say for yourself. That means what you're allowed to tell to someone else. Because the Yesh Asur, the Yesh Mataris, there are some types of speech that are forbidden and those that are permitted. And that's why Abishol is saying this rule that you should know what type of Amira is forbidden, what type is permitted. Because it's the same thing as the Hakshacha, waiting for nightfall. So the mission itself is not difficult. From this, that it sounds like from the Sefer that you're allowed to say on yourself that you're going to watch your prayers, because he could say on himself whatever he wants to. But if you hold the Shmuel's teaching, that he says that a person talking about what himself is going to do, then I'm going to go to another city tomorrow. Parak Shabbos, that's a good question. Because the Asa Kalamirus, he makes all types of speech of Ben Afalal Atzma, even what he's going to say on himself. It's only over there when he's saying, I'm going to go to that city tomorrow, that he's allowed to say, because of the reason, like he says, because if there would be a hut, then you'd be able to go. So now the Gemara's question makes sense. Because if not for that reason of having the hut, you would say, you would not even be able to say that you're going to that city tomorrow. It's only because of that reason that you say it's permitted. Okay, now it's difficult. So the Mishnah should go ahead and allow waiting for nightfall to bring the Paris, Shem Yesh Mechitzes, maybe because you have the same svar that you say, that if there would be Mechitzes, you would be able to bring it. And that's nearly, so it says that appears to me why it's a difficulty only on Shmuel and not on the Mishnah itself. So Taisa explained that, if not for the words of Shmuel, you couldn't have asked the stira from the ratio, which we learned that it's permitted to wait for nightfall to go ahead and bring the Paris from out of the Tchum to the Sefer that we learned. That's, I mean, the min ratio that, as he said, that you're not allowed, and the Sefer that says you're allowed to go ahead and from the Chutzut Chum, that the same thing would be that permitted to go ahead and go tomorrow from the Chutzut Chum to go Shemir's parents, like Shmuel says, because you would be able to say that no, that the Isser is only to tell your friend to go ahead and do it, because that's being effective. When he says regarding himself that I'm going to do it, that there would not be any problem, because there's nothing being accomplished with that speech. And that's why he's allowed to go ahead and say that he's going tomorrow out of the Tchum to go ahead and watch the prayers, like it sounds like from the Sefer, because saying on himself. But still, yes, as the Rashi says, he would not be able to go ahead and wait for nightfall by the Tchum to bring his prayers, like he's not allowed to tell his friend to go ahead and bring the prayers tomorrow. But from Shmuel, we hear that even on himself, he's not allowed to say he's going to do something forbidden tomorrow, and the reason why it's permitted is because there's a way of permitted to do it. So then the question is, so then the same thing should be permitted to wait for the Tchum to bring his parents, because you could do it in the permitted way, like Shmuel had said. To the next day, not to begin the words of Gemara, Lekrach, Plain, and Nehoilach. To that city, I'm going. Tosfos couldn't explain that the same thing is it permitted to say this to his friend, that he should go to that city tomorrow. Because Shmuel's teaching was that a person could say that I'm going to go because there would be a permitted way to do it. So Tosfos asks it as a question for sustainment to wonder. My Yir Yehu, why does he have to say that he himself is going to go to that city tomorrow? He could even tell his friend, go for me to that city tomorrow. I tell him to come for the same reasoning. And the fact there's more points later on to tell his friend, watch for me, my Paris, in your boundary, even on Shabbos, sure he could tell him on Shabbos to do something for him tomorrow. So of course he would be able to tell him to go to that city tomorrow. Now, don't explain the Shani Hosn, no, there it's a different chain between me, because you're telling him to watch for you on Shabbos, but that's in his Tchum. But he's now telling his friend, Shomali Paris, Shachos, Tchumacha, for watching me Paris, that's out of your Tchum, and even for tomorrow, no. No, it seems he says, Taisi, that even that would be permitted to say, Mekim and Shabbat al Hakshah, because since you're allowed to wait at nightfall, that's you're allowed to say that. Says, Taisi, but Tzarchlim, so what you have to say is, the Loy Nokat Shmuel, Davka Lakach Plain, and Elchi, right? It didn't mean specifically that it's only that a person allowed to say about himself that he's going to that city tomorrow. The truth is, you can tell his friend also, go to that city for me tomorrow. The next day, the matzah begins with the Gemara Bishlam Mekash. We understand straw b'mechubim where it's attached. Mishkach, so we can find such a case. Shteisim explained that even by the detached straw, it would be forbidden to wait for nightfall. Where the Gemara brought the Brayser Rav Ishiya that you can't wait a nightfall for to bring Tevin and Kash. Nigma asked to Shmuel, they said, we understand why it's forbidden to wait by the Kash, because that's there has no permitted way, because it's connected to the ground. But this that it says not bring Tevin, that's difficult, because that you could bring in a permitted way if you had walls surrounding it and it's not attached to the ground. So that's the thesis. The truth is, Achanami have a Mutzal Meimah. The Gemara could have easily said also regarding Kash, that you're not allowed to wait for nightfall, even though it's detached, because you can't bring it, even though there would be walls, mitamukta, because it's mukta. So any role of Machalem is not fit for animal feed. Kidam alelik, Zigmar said previously, that I've got my mouth, Hakasha gabe mitu, like Nenna Bechulu, that says the straw on the bed, you're not allowed to move it because it's mukta. So what's the Gemara's question? And the Rebbe come out, rather the Gemara wants to say, bigger chiddush, that actually we could even find it when it's attached. In other words, that this, you're not allowed to bring the kash, is even going to have not only Issa Drabbanan, a straw of mukta, but even that of Issa Dereisa of Mechubah. And that's why the Gemara says, by kash, we understand you can have mechubah. The truth is, even if it wasn't mechubah, it would be forbidden also. The next to his masl with the same words, but mechubah mishkach, so you find it when it's attached. Tizim McLean, exactly, actually, what is this issa of a straw that's attached? Because we said that we want to know what's a tevin. But kash, we understand because it's attached. That we can understand why it's not difficult on Shmuel, because there's no permitted way. I'm a Rebbe, so my teacher actually says, Dulam Mishum Talisha Nakala. Don't think that like the simple understanding is like a talada of harvesting, of reaping, that it's because detaching something from the ground. It's not true. Because even though the straw is attached to the ground, there's no isser of detaching. Why? Since this stalk is dried out, it doesn't nourish from the ground. As obviously in the Gemara, where the Gemara said, regarding figs that dried up, in their stalk. So it's going to have a tumah of a food item, meaning although it's attached, but it's already considered detached. But if you detach it from the ground, on Shabbos you will be chai b'chadis. To which Taisa says, yeah, dafka tzamku, only if it's shriveled up. But if it's totally dried up, then you wouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos for pulling it out of the ground. So there's something from the whole sugi, the yavshu hengbok tzayin, that when it dries up, it and its stem, it's going to have a tumas of a chalon. It's not going to have a loch at all like it's attached. Therefore, it has tumas of a chalon, which only when it's detached. So then it says, Taisis, and this that we're saying over here, what actually is the problem of it being attached? That's actually a totally different malacha, that of chayrish, of making the ground better. Because like the said, if you detach endevs and shabbos, it's actually because of chayrish and not because of anything else. No, then says as what the paragraph to this thing as native enough cover based at Elon Yavish on the dry tree, Hokonosu Peri, but you're detaching the fruits. Now Mashbashish be Yavish is like even when it's dried out, there's still the issue of detaching. I'm Rebbe, my teacher says that my husband Yavsha Hin Balay send there it's so much where it's dried up, but not its stems, and if it's still nourishing something from the tree, and therefore would be forbidden to detach it on Shabbos. But if it's totally dried out, yeah, then there would be no issue of Taylor. Tinnik says not to begin with the Gemara, but Tibnus Rai, we're talking about spoiled straw. Tyson explains that it's not difficult Gemara later on, which actually sounds like that Tevin that spoiled actually is fit for an animal. Because the Gemara is saying that this that not let it be makshakal tchum to bring the Tevin. What do you mean? What's the problem? It's not attached to the ground. Oh, it's called it's tomat spoiled where it's not fit for anything. And therefore there's no permitted way because it's mukta. Says Taisa Bahadam and the common peg mesh. So this the Gemara says later on the Kovnan Hema base. Mefarchin Tevin Baspastov Nebame, you could crush the straw and Baspastov in front of the animals, the Gemara explains so much spoiled straw. Mashkin the Chazabim, it sounds like it is fit for an animal, and that it's not mukta. So I'm ready. My teacher says the Ma'ariv is going to lay sari kulai there. It's somewhere where it's not spoiled so much, and there it's fit for the animal. But here it's somewhere where it's totally spoiled, and therefore it's mukta. Kshenek says Matzah begins with the Gemara elames ma'niu. But regarding the case of a dead person, what is it? That's lahabila aron v'tachrichan. That's to bring a coffin and burial shroud. So he's going to explain not to say a different answer of where you're coming to detach it to get the myrtle. Because the Gemara asked for Shmuel that he holds that you're allowed to be makshal al tchum for something that you would have a permitted way of doing it on Shabbos, for Mishnah later on that says that you're allowed to wait by the tchum to do the things for a dead person. Sounds like other people, just like the dead person, would be forbidden, even though the things that you're doing for the dead person is just bringing an arm at achrichim, which are ways of permitted if you would have walls. So why would it be forbidden for someone else? That, as Taisa's Tema says, it's a wonder. Amaylo kamala megis lay also. Why doesn't the Gemara just simply say that this, that you're waiting for the dead person, is actually something that cannot be done for other people, where you're going to cut a myrtle, hadasim, shayirigim, levi, asalames. They used to bring myrtles for a dead person. Not just like we said for the case of the kala, because ashkamani, like the Gemara says, nida plan zayim and alav, where there was a story, the shavar asam arsla arsa, that the myrtle was jumping from one coffin to another coffin. So you see that they would have hadasim. So why didn't you say that? And that's the same. What you can say is because our karkel tzach lama arma tachrim. No, we have to say it's talking about the coffin and the burial shroud. Because they tell us need behadya. Because this brisa is like we see in the coming up Mishnah, which talks about explicitly. The Mishnah says that what are you allowed to wait for by the tchum for the dead person is to bring the coffin and the burial shroud. So we couldn't have said that it's talking about hadasim. And therefore, we have to say how to answer it when it's even talking about a coffin and burial shroud. That is mipirabi from my teacher.